You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
It's good to speak to you. Busy week as ever at the RNIB, so good to talk about a few interesting things with you today.
I think we should probably kick off with a report that's coming out soon called The Value of Vision, which could help to transform eye care services in England.
Yeah, that's right. It's something we've been putting a lot of effort into over the last probably 6 months, working with a number of partners in the sector and a bit of help from PA Consulting, actually, but all around really trying to show some of the obvious improvements that could be made to the eye care pathway. And we're talking about them under, you know, using phrases like six simple solutions. So this stuff is relatively low tech, easy to do, not difficult, which we think, you know, the NHS could adopt and could save somewhere above £300 million a year, actually, which, you know, over the course of a decade, you're looking at £3+ billion, which is still a sizable saving and worth having even for an NHS, which we know spends a lot more than that. In addition to the financial benefit, you've also got obviously the much improved patient experience, you know, with some of these solutions very much geared towards a much slicker and earlier sort of patient experience. You know, once an eye health issue might be diagnosed or when people are going for that initial sort of eye health checkup anyway. So again, you know, financial benefit is big and sizable and noticeable, but equally massive patient benefit from these six things that the report contains.
I believe there's six proposals within this report, Matt.
Yeah, there are. I mean, I think I've set the context of trying to find six simple solutions and that sense of that big scale of financial benefit. I mean, just to go through, give the listeners a sense of what we're talking about, so I think you can understand the common sense and the doability of these. I mean, if I just listen very quickly, I mean, the first one is around giving all primary eye care providers an NHS email address, which sounds pretty obvious, but that would aid throughput of information with everyone being on the same email provider. We think that saves 20 million. We think that, for example, you know, we can streamline referrals by creating a single point of access. And we think that would generate up to £170 million of saving a year, just streamlining that referrals process. We think putting the eye care support pathway that we've got, you know, really good support for across all of the devolved nations and NHS England, you know, putting that within clinical pathways, you know, is going to be an obvious no-brainer. And again, you know, the government's view to trying to, you know, get health conditions managed locally before it gets to a point where people then disappear into hospitals and it becomes more complex. So using optometrists in that primary care setting and much more focus on prevention than ultimate cure. We expect, you know, we could get optometrists into the mix. That saves about another 70 million. And then one simple thing is tackling do not attends. I mean, I think not just in eye health, but generally the health service, you know, spends and wastes a lot of money on people not actually turning up for appointments, some of which can be to do with information not coming in the appropriate way. You know, and we talked separately about accessible information standards for visually impaired patients, but people don't turn up to an appointment. You know, there's money wasted, time wasted. They've got to reschedule. It takes an appointment that someone else could use. So you can understand the ripple effect of this. So we think a focus on tackling do not attends, we think also could save about £80 million a year for the NHS. So I think you see in that list some pretty simple things we're advocating, you know, just giving people similar email addresses, you know, using optometrists, tackling do not attends, and a single point of referrals, a single point of access for referrals, you know, all pretty straightforward things, not high tech. We think all very doable, and a government who's trying to drive waiting lists down and save money. It's a very plausible, attractive list of things. So we're very hopeful this report will get picked up. And I think the other thing, just to say, the timing of doing it now, it's taken us this much time to get here, actually. But actually, it's pretty good that we're coinciding with what we believe to be the NHS 10-year plan announcement coming up later in June. There's a final Partners Council meeting on the 17th of June, which we think will signpost the launch of the NHS 10-year plan. And so there'll be a lot of focus over the summer on that 10-year plan. And hopefully we will get good notice and good traction from putting our our report out at the same time.
We'll keep track of that report here on RNIB Connect Radio. And Matt, now news about a new Currys advert which features blind and partially sighted people and other people with disabilities as well, which the RNIB has been involved in.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, we try and drive strong corporate partnerships in many sectors for many reasons. And we're very keen to work with corporate partners around employment and around how they're, you know, providing accessible experience for consumers. And we partnered with Currys over the last sort of 6 months or so, and also working with a broader sort of disability group, which has included sort of Channel 4, to produce an advert for Currys, mainstream advert. People will see it on the telly and on other channels, which is about Currys, you know, waking up to showing they understand the need to provide accessible technology and provide an accessible service and an awareness of that as a part of their service offering in stores. And this is a very tongue-in-cheek fun advert with three customers. One is a deaf lady, and we've worked on this with our sister charity, the RNID. And then there is a visually impaired lady, and there is a visually impaired man with a guide dog. So three customers all engaging on different products and all, you know, sort of understanding in that engagement with the Currys staff member, you know, what the assistive element of the technology is on three different types of products. And it's a bit fun. It's tongue in cheek. It's a sense of a wind blowing through the store as this real sort of gasp of delight from the customer in that they're being so well served sort of blows a wind through the store and sort of, you know, dislodges products and bits of paper. It's good fun. But at its heart, a really serious point about the need to provide assistive products and the need to provide service, which is absolutely aware about inclusivity and accessibility. So we're really pleased. There's a lot of opportunities for us over the next few weeks and months to carry on working with Currys and others in the advertising industry.
And finally, to talk about Braille 200, continuing our celebrations of 200 years since Louis Braille invented his six-dot tactile reading and writing system, I believe there's a floral display in Edinburgh, which will hopefully bloom this summer with Braille too.
Yeah, Edinburgh put a sort of floral clock out in the gardens in central Edinburgh on Princes Street by the big monument on halfway down Princes Street. And very enterprisingly, our team in Scotland, very ably led by James Adams, who was interviewed with me last week, I think, you know, asked the council whether this year the RNIB could be the charity for that. And they said yes, which was great. And so in the last month, I think through May, they've been the sort of gardeners in Edinburgh Council have been building this sort of floral clock display, you know, a round clock made out of flowers with the RNIB very much in it, you know, which I think is finished now and has gone live in the gardens, or been launched in the gardens just off Princes Street. So we're really pleased that, you know, they've seen us as a worthy charity for that honour this year. It gives us a real opportunity in Scotland to talk about it and get people to engage with the RNIB. And it's only the latest in a series of opportunities we've got to use gardens and gardening to get the point across about the brand, around accessibility, to sort of showcase gardening, talk about tactile gardening and accessibility of gardening. So it's great we've got this sort of launch pad into the summer from the floral clock in Edinburgh.
Well, you will find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss on the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Toby. Good spread of things and I think a real sense of life in the RNIB as we move into the summer. So thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.